Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Simon Chal, we're moving to Simon Ches. So the Chayodim discusses the halachas of Kedima in Birchas Hareach, just like we have the halachas of Kedima in Birchas of Oichel, that Hamoitzi goes before something else, the Rabbi Guffin goes before something else, Rabbi Menevzaris goes before something else. So the same way that's true in regards to the halachas of Birchas Oichel, there are halachas of Kedima in regards to Birchas Hareach. And again, the idea is the more specific the bracha is, the more chashuv the bracha is, and therefore that gives it a precedence in the order of brachas. Hayu lefan of minim harbe. He has different types of reach which he wants to smell. Yakdim birchas noisin reach toiba peris. So the bracha of noisin reach toiba peris gets first Kedima. V'achakach barei atzei besamim, v'achakach isvei besamim. So that's the proper order, is noisin reach toiba peris, atzei besamim, and then isvei besamim. V'achakach barei minei besamim. And then the bracha of barei minei besamim is last. Barei minei besamim acts as a bracha kolelis. It works in any one of them, so that's similar to the idea of shahakol. Shahakol is going to be the last. Now, this case over here is referring to a case where the different types of items that he has, each one is distinct and separate. So he's going to be making separate brachas on each one. If he has a mixture, so the bracha is going to be barei minei besamim because of the mixture. He cannot say any specific bracha because of the mixture. However, if it's possible to separate and say separate brachas, one should do so. Mishnah points out from the Elia Rabba, if a person has an option of separating the minim, say if they're very small and mixed together, that's not really realistic. But sometimes it's large items just bundled together. You can undo the bundle or take out one of the atzei b'samim or one of the isei b'samim. One should do so. But in a case where they are distinct, so this is the order of kedima. Now this parallels the din of Birchus and the Henin, that these elements of Kedima, some of them are very, very strong, and other considerations are ignored, and some of them are not as strong. So the toss-up between Atzei B'Samim and Isei B'Samim is similar to the Bracha of Reh Pi'eitz and Reh Pi'adama, which there is a Shita which says that Reh Pi'eitz goes first. However, we only follow that in a situation where the Adama is not chaviv. If Adama is the one which is more chaviv to the person, even though there's an eitz and Adama at the same time, so a person likes bananas very much. Bananas or Adama. He has a peach in front of him, and peaches are okay. He doesn't like peaches that much. So in that situation, the person should make the bracha of repio Adama on the banana before he makes the repio eitz on the peach. So something similar over here. So he says, "Afilo ima amuocher chaviv alav." Even if the later one is more dear to the person, yakdim ma shberchasa mevareris. The one which has a more specific bracha goes first. Chutz meatze b'samim v'isbe b'samim. Sheinachad mevur mechaveroi. Atze b'samim v'isbe b'samim. Neither is considered more clear and distinct than the other. L'chein yakdim ma chaviv. So over there, by atze b'samim v'isbe b'samim. If everything else is being equal, you say atzei b'samim first, but if one of them is a chaviv, the chaviv will go first. So if the isvei b'samim is more chaviv to the person, so you should make the bracha on the isvei b'samim first, and then the bracha of atzei b'samim second. Well, kulam in birach b'rei b'nei b'samim is yatsa. The bracha of b'rei b'nei b'samim is b'di'evad, is a valid bracha on any type of a reyach, similar to the bracha of Shakol Nia Ben Ruro, is a valid bracha on any type of food. And then the Chayyim says a fascinating idea. He says, what about if a person says a Shakol Nia Ben Ruro on reyach? It's not limited to food. Everything that Hashem, that is the way the Rosh Hashanah wanted it to be. So it's thanking Hashem for food being a food. It thanks Hashem for smell being a smell. So does the bracha of Shakol Nia Ben Ruro, which was put in place as a bracha of oichel, can it be used for b'di'evad at least for b'samim? A feeling b'ruch shahakol yesh amrim d'yotza. If a person says a shahakol on b'samim, there is an opinion which says that he's yotze, and therefore in that situation he would not go back and make a new bracha. Obviously, the person should not do that l'chadchila, but if a person did that, he would not go back and make a new bracha. Have a good day.